So as I said earlier, today we are here to celebrate our annual celebration of St. Dominic, who founded the Dominican Order 801 years ago. We've moved from Mass on the grass to Mass on the concrete, but that's okay, there's some grass over there, so we can play a little bit later. I think it's very appropriate for us to be celebrating St. Dominic's feast day at an institute of learning. When St. Dominic was a young man, he studied quite a bit. We're told that when he was preparing for priesthood, he still studied for 10 years. 10 years studying theology and the liberal arts. We're told, history tells us, that he was an excellent student. And every single one of his professors noted just how intelligent he was. I wish I could say the same about my professors, but I'll give one a really funny story. All right, this is when we get together, like Father Michael, Father John Thomas, Father Vincent, my classmates get together. We talk about the infamous conversation I had with one of my professors. I bombed the midterm, just destroyed in a horrible way. So I went to him and said, you know, I'm not asking you to give me the answers. Help me to prepare for this test. This professor is one of those guys that has a photographic memory. So when he reads a book, everything is important. You know, there's major points, there's minor points, there's trivia. He thinks the trivia is a major point. So I went and talked to him. I said, help me to prepare. He said, Brother Jerome, the grade you will receive in my class has no reflection upon you as a human being. I think I'm too stupid to understand what that even means. But I was like, okay, all right, great. At least I got that going for me. So anyway, after his studies and ordination, we know that Dominic was traveling to Denmark with a bishop because they were trying to find a bride for the Crown Prince Ferdinand of Castile. So it was during this journey that St. Dominic, who loved God, he loved to talk about God, starting into conversations with people that you meet on the roads and the inns, wherever their travel should take them. And he started running into having conversations with people called Albigensians. Now, the Albigensians taught that the material world was evil, even the human body itself. So as a result of this, I guess, first principle, if you will, they were teaching degrading, sinful, and downright just disgusting things about how we are to live out our lives. So St. Dominic would think, well, what am I supposed to do here? How am I supposed to answer this? Now, the Albigensians would tell you that they are Christians. However, we go back to the very beginning of Christianity, our Jewish roots, right? We go back to Genesis 1, and we read the creation account. What are we told there about creation? God said that it was, amen, right? God said that it was good. 7 different times in chapter 1 of Genesis, God proclaims that creation is good. The material world is good because it is from? Good for you. And then we are made in the image and likeness of? So, look at that. We are good. Creation is good. So we shouldn't be using creation or ourselves in a degrading or sinful way. So the issue came with St. Dominic. Well, how do I speak to these people? How do I try to explain this reality to them? How do I bring them back to the fullness of faith? So St. Dominic turns to 2 tacks. The first is his education. Again, he was a highly educated man. And the second was his prayer life. We know that he was a very holy man. So St. Dominic started having these discussions. And one of the most famous ones is he's traveling again, and he's staying at an inn, and he starts having a conversation with the innkeeper. The innkeeper is, in fact, an Albigensian. So they start going back and forth, having conversation all night long, and we're told they talked all night, all evening, and into the very next day. And when the sun was coming up, finally the Albigensian said, you know what? Your positions make sense. I see where I've kind of gone away from true Christianity, and I want to come back. I want to come back to the truth of the faith. And it's interesting that we're here at a school where one of the co-patrons is St. Vincent, who was a Dominican friar, and at the bottom of the shield right here, on the front of this ambo, is the word veritas, the word for truth. So the truth of Jesus Christ coming into the world. This is what St. Dominic wanted to give to this gentleman he ran into and everyone that he encountered. But education alone was not going to do it. We know St. Dominic was a man of prayer. Again, history tells us St. Dominic was either talking about or to God. That was it. He had two realms. He was either talking to the man or talking to you about the man, talking to you about God. St. Dominic was said to be an incredibly prayerful man who would spend hours at a time talking to God and then going out and chatting. Because we know that intellectual arguments don't always win. You may be able to win the argument, but you may not be able to get to the soul, at least temporarily. The reason for that is St. Paul tells us in Ephesians 6, "For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with the powers, with the rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens." So because the Albigensians were engaging in all kinds of horrible things, they've opened themselves up to sin. They opened themselves up to having evil come in. So St. Dominic understood, I have to bring the grace of God, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God, the love of God to break whatever yuckiness is going on in there so that when they start to hear the word of God, there'll be good ground for these seeds to plant in. Now, St. Dominic is a wonderful example for us to live out the gospel mandate we were given, to go out and proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. But like St. Dominic, we too have some obstacles to overcome. This understanding of truth, Veritas, right here on the ambo, right in front of me, this podium, right? It gets a bad rap today, or it's outright relative. Well, that's your truth, this is my truth. But how can two positions contradict each other and both be true at the same time? This is why it was so important for us as Dominicans to spend 2 years of philosophical studies before we would then even look to theology. The reason for this is that when you look at philosophy, you can find natural truths that everybody should be able to understand, that everybody should be able to say, yes, a square and a circle cannot be the same thing at the same time in the same way. Everybody should agree with that. Well, that's very important for us. Because when we start talking to people about religion or politics or current events, we have to find some common ground to start with. Even if it's just saying, look, we're both human beings. Can we agree to that? Great. We agree to that. Well, let's go to the next step. Right? Too often today, we just want to dismiss or name call, or just not even talk to the other person. What's it going to hurt for you to talk to someone? Even if they believe everything that you don't believe on a religious level, a political level, whatever level it is, who cares? Talk to them. Find something that we can agree upon. Do you agree that a circle is not a square? Yes, great. Give me a hug. Okay, we've got something there. All right, buy him a beer. Do something to get the conversation going. We have to stop this just ridiculous name-calling and division, right? There's some common thing that we can find to talk to each other about. The other challenge is, again, going to be sin and evil. It's so important for us to be people of prayer. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to go become a monk or a nun and spend 20 hours a day in prayer. If you feel called to that, come talk to us and we'll get you with the right group, right? But we should wake up in the morning and say, good morning, God. We should throughout our day say, hi, God, just checking in. You know, God, what should I do here? Hey, God, thank you for this. Hey, God, I'm kind of scared right now. Hey, God, fill in the blank. At night before you go to bed, good night, God. See you tomorrow. Right? We should have something that we're reading that kind of builds us up, edifies us. And we should have some time for like an extended time of prayer. We sit down and say, okay, let's sort of do this. That prayer is going to help us to really understand ourselves, to really understand our relationship with God, and to really be able to then effectively talk to another person, because we're speaking God's words and not our own. Again, regarding sin and evil, I heard an interesting interview on Catholic radio. There was an exorcist who was talking about it, and he said something I'd never heard before. He said that sacramental confession is more powerful than an exorcism. Like, really? He said, yeah. He said, here's the reason why. He goes, an exorcism is a prayer. It's a prayer to exhort whatever it is to leave. But he said, what does sacramental confession do? What do all the sacraments do? They give us grace that allows God to dwell within us. So going back to what I was saying, if someone is truly living a sinful life, it might be hard for them to hear the truth. So we have to bring that conversion. We have to let Christ come into this person, ourselves as well if needed, right? And then when we say those exorcisms, prayer of get out of here, it's going to take a lot better. I thought, well, that was fascinating. Priest of 10 years, never heard that before. So we have to see the spiritual conversion, this indwelling of the Holy Spirit has to be there for our preaching to take root. So today we honor St. Dominic, a man who allowed his words and actions to be this beautiful instrument of grace and started this movement that 801 years later is still going strong. So let's all today ask St. Dominic to intercede for us, to give us that grace that we can preach that gospel mandate that we were given today, to go out and proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand, not just with our words, but also with our lives.